Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Nesia Tamar Bas Elisheva Tova and for Rav Mordechai Ben Sara and for Rav Alexander Yisrael Ben Chaya Marta. We're continuing our series of shiurim in the Maharal, the Or Chadosh on Megillas Esther. We are now on page Tav Ches. The Maharal is telling us that the Vashti would disrobe the Jewish girls and make them work on Shabbos. And that is Bittul HaNefesh, because there's a Chiyuv Misa for doing Malacha on Shabbos, like the Torah says. The Maharal says in numerous places that when there's death, that's Bittul HaNefesh. And it's also a Bizayon to their Tzelem Elokim, to their godly image. So it's bitul min ha'olam haba, bitul min ha'olam hazeh. So she's making them lose their olam haba and their olam hazeh. Their olam hazeh because they're working on Shabbos, for that they die. And also olam haba because she's mevatel their tselem. Ki tselem elokinu muchan el olam haba. Like the Maharal says in the Siv Avas Hareya, Perek Aleph, Mash Amar Yisharu b'chvod chavreichem, Ki akolu b'shvil hamala haliona shabara Hashem yisbarach es ha'odam b'tzelem elokim. Ki mala zos magia ad olam haba. Ki avshar lios dover al mala zos mashenivar adam b'tzelem elokim. Ki malu madrega zos ein olam alochim. U'miyacha shemadrega zos ein olam alochim. Imken madrega zos magia ad olam haba. So be careful in the honor of your friends, because everything is for this high level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in the image of God, and this maila, this level, reaches until Olam Haba, because it's impossible that anything can be greater than this, higher than this level of being created with Selam Elokim, because this maila and Madrega is not for the Malachim, and since it's not for the Malachim, so if so, the Madrega is Magi until Olam Haba, like it's worthy of man, not of Malachim, not of angels. When a person is mechabed the tzelem elokim, he's dovik in oylam haba. You hear that, sweet friends? You're mechabed somebody. You're dovik in their tzelem. You're mechabed their tzelem elokim. That means you're dovik in oylam haba. Since you're giving kavod to a person who is created b'tzelem elokim, bekvar biarnu. It says in Avos Perakim Mishnei Dalid, beloved is the person who's created B'Tselem Elokim, ki Atselem Azehu or Elyon Shezoreach Al HaAdam, because this Tselem is the divine light that shines on a person, like we said there. For Zeh or Olam Haba, and this light is the light of Olam Haba. Kasher Tavin B'Chachma, if you know Kabbalah, you understand what I'm talking about. If a person embarrasses his friend, so he's mechabe, he extinguishes this light that comes from Olam Haba, and therefore he has no chelik in Olam Haba. And we can connect to this that the malachim aren't zochet Olam Haba, like the Maharal says in the Tiferes Yisrael in Perek Yud Gimel Ein Shayach LaMalachim Olam Haba Kim Li Yisrael Kamo Shiyaduan Is Yerushal Shabbos Shuvah LaMalachim Nivroim Lo Hayu Lasit Lo Yu Gam Kein Ubenesiv Havoda Bolam Hazem Haba Malas Yisrael Al Malachim Netzach Yisrael Al Malachim Yev Shalom Shikinu Malas Olam Haba Shein LaMalachim Kinyan Maila Yoyser Shem Nisharim Kamo Shehem Eitz Nimtzayim Befoal. So the malachim are who they are. So they don't have a tzelem elokim. They're not created. They don't get olam haba. We who have a tzelem elokim do get olam haba, and that's the difference between us and the malachim. A person's mevazes someone's tzelem elokim, so it's like taking away their olam haba, because that's that light of olam haba. That's why you're extinguishing their olam haba. Chas shalom. Ubiyarnu ze. Now we're back in the text of the Or Chadosh. Ubiyarnu ze tzelem alba pnei chaver and lechelik leolam haba in bechibur derachaim v'shamu mevur. What's his lashon there? In the Tichibur Derechaim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, V'yesh Lecha, Kima She'omer Rabbi Eliezer, Yikavod Chaver, Chachavi, V'lecha Keshelcha, Unyin Gadol Ma'od, V'havi Yisa'odim L'olam Haba. Your friend's honor should be as great as yours, because this brings you to Olam Haba. We have here a great opportunity. You want Olam Haba, be mechabit somebody. We Perek Tfil, Seshachar, Keshechol, Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnesu Talmid Emet, Salam L'Rabbeinu, Olam Deinu, Orchaz Chaim, V'nizke L'olam Haba. Amar Lehem, Hizor B'chvod Chavreichem, Hareki Rebbe Eliezer Shamar Khan, So we have the same Rabbi Eliezer, says in Brachas, when asked by his Talmidim how to get Olam Haba, he says, honor your friend. And here he says also, your honor of your friend should be Chavi, should be beloved to you as your own honor. And don't ask, Kilama davar zeh mevi l'chayo olam haba. Why does this bring you to olam haba? Because it says, kol amal b'pnei chavero b'rabim ein lo chelik l'olam haba. So now we can understand the opposite as well. If you're malbim, your friend, if you embarrass your friend, you lose olam haba. A person loses olam haba. So bevadai, the hefech is, as the Maharal, these famous yisodas, yediyas ha'afochim achasi, if you're mechabed your friend, then you are zechot olam haba. Because a person was created in the image of God, and therefore he's roi l'olam haba, because he's only roi l'olam haba because of his tzelem elokim that God gave us, and therefore he's royal olam haba. So if you're nisar and kavod chavercha, because he's created b'tzelem elokim, then you're also going to get olam haba. Now there's role in the world of tzelem elokim. A person doesn't honor his friend, then he's mevaze his tzelem elokim, and memeli he tries to extinguish his friend's olam haba, he loses his own olam haba. If he's mechabed his friend, which empowers, enhances his tzelem elokim, you're showing that you honor his godly image. So memela, that godly image which gets olam haba, gets olam haba, and you also get olam haba. In his chedusha agadus to bov mitzian and chesam and beis, writes the Maharal, amal b'pnei chaver b'rabim. Yadua ki atzelam elokim shebara bo adam hu madregas olam haba. It's known that the tzelam elokim that God man was created with is from the dreg of olam haba, and therefore hamal b'pnei chaver and lochelik l'olam haba klal. So bizayon is in something spiritual, and therefore this person is going to get his punishment in something spiritual. Unbelievable, the lessons that we're learning here, how important they are for our eternal life. V'lakach mamshich ha-maral kan, kasher yasta melacha b'vnot Yisrael b'shabbat, aroma, eroma, kelomar ki ein lahem kavod, shehu shayach el tzelem elokim, b'frat b'shabbat, asher hu remez al olam haba. So she did melacha with these Jewish girls on Shabbos when they were naked, because they don't have kavod. She's taking away their kavod that's shayach to the tzelem elokim. And befrat on Shabbos, which is a remez to olam haba, we all know. Me'ein olam haba yom Shabbos menucha. Shabbos echad mishishim b'olam haba. Ulekach benot Yisrael kasher nitartlu me'akavod ashayach letzelem elokim b'yom haShabbat, bazet kavna vashti levatlan min haolam haba. להורות שביום שהוא מעין עולם הבא נחסר מהם כבוד הצלם מביא אותם לעולם הבא. Yud Vashti is Lamdas. She takes them on Shabbos, which is an olam haba dikadeini. She takes away their kavod, which is shayich letzelem elokim, which is what brings them to olam haba. They're zochot olam haba because they're tzelem elokim. But she eviscerates, is that the word? She removes their, strips them of their kavod, literally strip them of their kavod, and the memela, they are, that is a bizayon, that is a disgrace to their tzelem elokim, and she did it dafkan Shabbos, which is the day of olam haba. So she's sort of taking away their tzelem elokim, their olam haba dik tzelem elokim, on the day of olam haba on Shabbos, and in that way she wanted to take them away from olam haba. About the fact that Shabbos is main olam haba, writes the Holy Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, V'lo Matzana B'chol HaMizmor Zeh Shenizkar Yom HaShabbos, Shamar Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos V'l Bnei, Ki Shabbos Bo Hishlem Hashem Yisbarach. Umepnei ki haolam, umepnei ki yeshem ha'omrim ki nimtza advarim shem chisaron ba'olam, ubefrat sheyesh tzadik v'ra'lo v'rasha v'tovlo, davar ze yechashiv chisaron. So where's Shabbos mentioned in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos? After Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, we don't hear about Shabbos again. And the answer is because Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the world. And some say that there are things in this world that are chisaron, tzadik v'ra'lo, rasha v'tovlo, theodicy, people who suffer, even though they seem to be great people. This seems to be a chisaron. So we say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos because we're thanking Hashem on the Shlemus HaBriya, that there's Taka no Chisaron in the Briya. Why? Because everything is going to be completed. When is it going to be completed? In Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh it's not complete. In Olam Hazeh we see a lot of people suffering, but in Olam Haba it's going to be complete. And even though it looks like in this world that things are lacking, but everything is completed. And therefore everything here is double. So everything is doubled. A double world. This world and the next world. Everything is double in the Mizmor. Netzach Yisrael, Perek Mem Vav. You have to fix your Suda Shabbos before Shabbos. You have to repair it. It's a remez that Shabbos is main minyan olam haba. And somebody who prepares on Erev Shabbos is going to eat on Shabbos. Somebody who prepares in this world is going to eat in the next world. There is Agav in the Pachad Yitzchak, a beautiful Maimer in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Ayin Shamim, Mizmor Pachad Yitzchak on Shabbos. V'amru Chachomim, it says in Shabbos Yudam and Beis, Hanoisim, Matona Lachaver, Tzorach Lodir, Shinemar Ladaski, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Tanya Nami Hachil, Ladaski, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Amar Mala Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matona Tov Yishli Bebeis Genozai, V'Shabbos Shema, V'ani Mevake, Yishlutin Li Yisrael, Lech V'Hodiyam, Ini v'amr b'chama b'archanin nosim matan l'chaver ein sarach l'odio shenamr amosh l'yada ki karno arpana v'dabur ito l'kash al mis l'avid l'gluye mis l'avid l'gluye v'shabis l'avid l'gluye matan schara l'avid l'gluye. So the Gemara says that when you give a gift to your friend, you have to tell him. And therefore it says, L'das k'ni Hashem b'kadishchem, you need to know that I'm your God who sanctifies you. What does it mean, L'das k'ni Hashem b'kadishchem? We also have a brice that God says to Moshe, I have a good matana in my storehouse. It's called Shabbos, I want to give it to the Jewish people, go tell him. Did he really tell them, says the Gemara? It says that when you give your friend a gift, you don't have to tell him. Moshe didn't know that his face was shining. And the answer is, if it's avida l'gluya, you don't have to tell. If it's going to be revealed, you don't have to tell. If it's not going to be revealed, then you have to tell. Shabbos is going to be revealed, so why did he have to tell? The answer is, the Matan Schar is not going to be revealed in this world. In Chedush HaGadus it says, If the word is that you're getting schar and that's not going to be revealed and therefore he has to be told, so in all mitzvahs, why don't we say that we have to be told? Maishna Shabbos Mikol Shara Mishar Kol HaMitzvahs. Why is Shabbos any different from all the other mitzvahs? Shein lecha mitzvah b'Torah shein tchiyas ha'meisim talui ba. Every mitzvah in the Torah, there's no mitzvah in the Torah that doesn't have tchiyas ha'meisim. That's talui in it. That depends on it. Every mitzvah has schar. So why stop at Shabbos? V'yiru lo imar ki shara mitzvahs af agav shetchiyas ha'meisim talui ba einikor ha'mitzvah tchiyas ha'meisim. Rak shetchiyas ha'meisim nimshach achar ha'mitzvah shu schar ha'mitzvah. L'amrina shetzorach lodi rak kasher noisin le matana toive ba'atzma v'lo kasher noisin le dover echod v'dover acher nimshach achar zeh shein tzorach lodi rak ha'ikor v'lo dover ha'nimshach. L'kach ach v'tchiyas ha'meisim talui ba mitzvah eina matana tchiyas ha'meisim ba'atzma v'lo matzorach lodi. Aval Shabbos Hamatana Atzma Yoylam Haba. Do Shabbos Main Olam Haba. Yom Shekula Shabbosi. Umeach Shafa Mitzvah Yoylam Haba. Lo Vidal Gluya Yitzurch Lo Yodiyah. So the Maharal says that if you have a mitzvah that's going to bring Olam Haba, but they're two separate entities, that God doesn't have to tell us because they're two separate things. There's the Etzah mitzvah and then there's the Olam Haba. But here it's a different word. Here the mitzvah is Olam Haba. And that's not a vidya legluye. We're not going to see the Olam Haba. It's part and parcel of Shabbos. The pnimius of Shabbos is Olam Haba. And that's not, that wasn't revealed in this world. So in Mele we had to be told. So this is all a footnote on the Ubifrat b'Shabbos asher remez al olam haba v'amalocha b'Shabbos haya bitul nefesh ish chiyuv misa al amalocha. So now there's the chiyuv misa because they're working on Shabbos. So that's a bitul of their nefesh. So there's a bitul of their kavod, which is selam elokim, of these girls. And in addition to the bittul of their tzelam elokim, and that's olam haba, there's also a bittul of their nefesh, which is olam hazeh. Sheyesh chiyuv misa al melacha, because now they're going to die because they did melacha. So the obvious kasha is that ein chiyuv misa if they're nenas lachalas haShabbos, oynas rachmana patrei lanar lo sase dover. Avoy dezara nun dalad amar aleph. Bevadai these girls were nenasos. So we could say like this, that all averus shebetorah, if a person is told avor v'al tehareg, that we tell a person to be over on this avera, not to be killed, v'niskaven ha'anas l'havir ala mitzvahs, and the person forcing them had kavana specifically that they shouldn't do the mitzvah, and it's b'far hesia b'fnei asar mi'yisrael or b'shask zeres ha'malchus, we know that the din is Yaharig Val Yavor. When the Yumas Olam want to be Mevatel, the Jewish people, from the mitzvahs, we have to make a chizuk not to be over. And the sheet of the Maral is that if there's a chiyuv of Yaharig Val Yavor, like the Maral says in the Gurayim Bereshis, Paraglamid Bezos Yir Aleph. So writes the Kesef Mishnah, Yisori Ator, in the name of the Ramach, not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if your person's supposed to die and they don't die and they live and they're over the Avera, they're not Chayiv Misa. But the Kesef Mishnah holds they are, the Maral holds they are. And therefore the Maral says that here, since it was Miskavin Havir Al Dos, Memela, they had no right to do this melacha, and if they did it, then they're takachay of misa. Continues the Heilige Rebbe, the Maharal. Ulekach hoyagzera ola shetishchat aruma shetishachet aruma b'yom haShabbos shehashchita mora alekichas hanefesh. So she took away their nefesh by the girl's nefesh by making them do melacha on Shabbos. So now her nefesh is going to be taken away by shchita, and therefore she was slaughtered on Shabbos. So why was she judged naked? That she should be nishchetes, right? Like we saw in the previous shir from the Gemara, that Vashti was would disrobe them and make them do malacha, so she was also nigzar that she should be nishchat aruma on Shabbat, on Shabbos. So this is a bizayon to her tselem. That's the mail of olam haba. Af ki chasidei umas haolam yesh lam chelek l'olam haba, nigzar gzera zos alea she'ein lo olam hazeh.
כמו שביארנו במקום אחר. אז כאן המערל בא ליישב שאלה סמויה, a hidden unstated question, and that is that if the Yumos done b'chelek in Olam Haba,
what's this onesh that was given to Vashti, that she loses her chelik in Olam Haba? It shows from the fact that she's naked and she's being misbazer, Tzelem Elokim, is being disgraced. It shows that she has no chelik in Olam Haba. They don't have a chelik in Olam Haba anyway, they're going. The answer is they do. Chassidu Yomos Olam do have a chelik in Olam Haba. So Mamela, that she lost out on. As I pass into Rambam, Kayadua. Famous Ramchal in the Derech Hashem brought in many Svarim. Right, it says in the Rambam, writes, Olam Hazeh Notzav and Lot Tzadik and Vehem Yisrael. So Ramchal says that there are two different Olam Habas. There's a Jewish Olam Haba, and then there's a Goyish Olam Haba where we go to different hotels. They're in their nice hotel, and we're in our nice hotel. It's not the same hotel. Using that as a mashal. And that's what Vashti lost out on. Vashti was made of two women. Gam Vashti Amalka Asisa Mishtei Nashim. And therefore, Hanani Mishal Vazaria, when Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha was done them to throw them in the Kivshan HaEsh, they went in with their clothing. הרי נבוכד נצר לא הפשיטן הרומים, אלא ציווה לסורפם עם בגדיהם. ובן עזרא says, that was the minhag ha'umos, לסורף אנשים במלבושיהם. But the Maharal says that this shows that they kept their olam haba. Maharal's minhag ha'umos, they kept their olam haba. Apparently there are a few words missing the Maharal. He writes, לא מר כי אף שירוץ ליטול מהם olam haza, מכל מקום olam haba. כנראה means to say, לא ניטל מהם. They didn't get their olam haba taken away from them. Because they have this cover that shaykh to the Tzelem Adam, and therefore they merit a portion in the world to come. Okay, beautiful. So we covered some deep inyanim, important inyanim, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we tafasta meruba lo tafasta, not to do too much. Today the in thing are the 10-minute shiurim, the 5-minute shiurim, the 30-second shiurim. So we usually don't go so short, but we like also not to go too long. Okay, so we should be zochet to continue. Hashem should give us the means to do so, both the financial means and the emotional and spiritual and physical and health, etc., to be able to continue. Lilmo du lelami lishma v'las l'kaim is called the b'samu terasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.